And he said, all of a sudden, he said, I saw just underneath of that black veil, dark black curtain veil, he said there was only 6 or 8 foot left under the veil of pretty daylight. And he said, when my eyes came back and adjusted, he said, I felt like the Lord told me the darkness is covering the earth. And he said, it just about completely covered it. And he said, there's just a little bit of daylight left for people to get ready. Raise your hand and praise him.
Oh, God. I believe that. Lord, help us, Jesus.
Just a little bit of daylight left.
Help us, oh, God. Help us, oh, God.
For people to come in and get ready. July the 4th. I wish I'd have looked it up. All this is coming to me. It was probably 6 years ago, 5, 6 years ago. July the 4th. July 4th night. John Ray, right down at the end of my road, right before you get into that curve right there, his big old nice 2 or 3 story house. Every year he has fireworks, and he has them good ones, Brother Jason. They'll go up almost as good as what you see down the riverbank. And they'll bust and everything. And Mary and I took our lawn chairs out there on our driveway, and we looked down. I had my camera, and I was taking pictures of it. Went into the house afterwards, put our chairs up. We've got time for bed. Went in there and went to bed. And if I remember right, let me correct it. Next time I see you, I want to read in there. It was around 3 a.m. All of a sudden, I had a dream. This is a half a dozen year ago. And in the dream, I saw floodwaters. And it was like I was up high. And I was a looking down. I was up here. I was a looking down. There was flood waters everywhere, and there was just little spots and plots of ground that had not yet been covered with the muddy flood waters yet. Waters everywhere here, just over there, there was a piece of dry ground. Here's water, but a little spot of dry ground left. In the dream, Brother Scotty, Mary and I was up here. And we were singing, and we were floating through the air. In my mind, in the dream, we were headed home, trying to find our way home, but we could not drive the car. We could not on the land. And underneath us was God's hand, and it elevated us. And in that dream, I still can feel that, Brother Jason. It was like you was riding on a cloud. You can feel the presence of the Lord undergirding us and lifting us. And Mary and I was heading home. I looked down, and I remember a person was climbing up a bank and trying to get away from the muddy floodwaters. We hovered over like it was like a suburb, and I wasn't very far. We went very far above the roofs of these houses. Listen now. And there was a bunch of youth, like a young generation. They were looking up at us. And Brother Scotty, in that dream, you could see the animosity in their face. Come down with the rest of us. That's how it was, Brother Jason, in the dream.
Yeah.
Come down with the rest of us. Come down with the rest of us. Another one spoke up and said, how are you all doing that? We can't do that. How are you all doing it? And in the dream, I said, this is the Holy Ghost. This is the anointing. This is the power of God that is helping us and keeping us above the floodwaters. Raise your hand and praise Him. Come on, come on. I don't know what we'll see in the days ahead, but Paul's a praying for us that you might be strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man.
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm telling you. I don't want what the devil's got to offer, and I sure don't want that spirit of what the world's got. Brother Scotty, Sister Loretta, I feel this generation is at a crossroads, and God's trying to wake people up. You would think, you know, a nuclear holocaust or a bomb from Russia or Iran or maybe some kind of a chemical reaction, they would bring it over and set it off in New York City. maybe a nuclear, a suitcase bomb that would kill thousands. But God allowed a little microscopic germ you can't even see with your naked eye. It's brought the world down to her knees. What else can God do to get people's minds and heart to look up to Him? Come on, we're living in a critical time, at perilous times. How many can say, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to escape the things that are coming upon this world and to stand before the Son of Man and to hear Him say, come up hither, raise your hand and give Him a wave offering. I'm a looking for Jesus to come any day, any night now. He's a coming in the glory of the Father with His holy angels. I'm a telling you, the grave, I cannot hold the righteous. They're going to bust up and come out of there, Brother Scotty. Hallelujah, clothed with immortality. Well, glory to God. Can you praise Him there this morning? Brother Jason, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to play on the edges. I don't want to drift now. I don't want to go away from God now. It's time to draw nigh as we see that day approaching. And to cast off the works of darkness. And I put on the armor of light. And hallelujah, put on the helmet of salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, Brother Tom.
Oh, God. Oh, my Father, did you know that there's hardly? You know what? I just can't get away from this. I want to cast my lot with the holy and the righteous.
Yes.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Lord have mercy.
Cast my lot.
No other way will suffice me. No other way will make me happy. I told somebody here months ago, I said I was born in the fire and the smoke. And you're going to do now?
No.
Holy God of heaven, there's nothing hardly left in our society, nothing decent. Jesus said that violence and deceit would mark our day right before He returns in the clouds to get His saints and take them out of here home with Him. As it was in the days of Noah before God rescued Noah's family and sent the floodwaters of judgment, the whole earth was filled with violence. People's imaginations were evil continually, day and night. And it moved the Almighty to put a stop to it. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. To those who don't believe that the devil is real, and to those that say he's not really loosed on earth yet, I beg your pardon. Just look around you. Isaiah 700 years before Christ was born, Isaiah the prophet prophesied of Satan in Isaiah 14. Listen to this. This is the one that made the earth to tremble. It's a picture of fear in this last day. He shook kingdoms. That's war, typifying wars. He made the world a wilderness. And destroyed cities. Look across our landscape this morning. He's a stealing, a killing, and destroying lives. Homes are splitting up. Souls are being drug away from God. Everything good is being brought down. Can I tell you, America's foundation is a crumbling, my Lord. Lives are falling apart. A society is disintegrating. Hallelujah, but we don't have to. We don't have to fall. We don't have to go down. We got hope. We got the greater one. We got Jesus. We got the blood. We got God. I'm on His side. Give Him a praise offering. Whose side are you on this morning? Why halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, serve Him. If the world is your God, then serve Him. But I've made up my mind, I'm going to hold on to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Lord.
I didn't think it'd be this hard this morning. I just...
It's good, brother.
Well, come
good
on.
Good preaching, Brother Tom.
I told the Lord sitting over there, I said, it's a funny feeling that a God... I'd like to shout this message. Yeah, God, I can't feel it. The Lord said, it's serious.
Yes.
I want an encouragement message, Lord. God said it's time that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel of God? What shall the end be? Listen to me. If the righteous scarcely, but the sinner is he, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear?
That's right.
I want the reality.
Yes.
I want the truth.
Yes.
Brother Earl, I want the genuine.
Yeah.
I want something that will hold me until Jesus comes. Come on, raise your hand and praise Him one more time. Oh God. The Bible calls Satan the father of lies. He's the arch deceiver. He can make it really look good and lie to you. He is our cunning adversary. He's sneaky. He's sly. He is the devil. He is the enemy of all righteousness. Jesus showed John in a vision Satan as the great dragon casting a flood out of his mouth to destroy Christ and his people and Israel. Jesus said there would be every kind of deceit and every kind of evil in this last day. Right before he returns, there would be persecution against Christ. And persecution arising right now all over. Anti-Semitism all over this globe. God's people are being hated. Crosses are being removed from cemeteries. The Ten Commandments ain't allowed on the courthouse wall. Prayers can't be prayed to the little children to God in the classroom. The Bible is being banned. Lawsuits. Hallelujah. It's here whether we want to accept it or not. And the only safe, secure place that you're going to be is be hid, your life hid with Christ in God. The truth and the Holy Ghost will be your buckler and will be your shield in this last day. I got news for the devil. He can't cross the bloodline. Woo! When he visits my house, he'll see over the door of my heart the blood has been applied. No vacancy, devil. You ain't allowed in here, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got the greater one on the inside. Christ is alive. He's alive in my soul. He's a resurrection and alive. He's still a deliverer. He's still a savior. Raise your hand and give him a praise offering. The devil cannot have you. He cannot handle you if you've got the blood applied.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Come on.
I don't want one thing you got, devil.
Right.
Not one thing.
Come on.
I'm 66 years old and I never would have dreamed, Brother Earl, of hearing and seeing what I'm hearing and seeing today. I want to tell us all here this morning, listen to this teacher. If Jesus tarries, we're going to have to gird ourselves and buckle up for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to pray more.
Yeah.
Read God's word more and stay close to the Lord. You better abide in God's presence. The Bible said in Thessalonians, because they love not the truth, God in the last days shall send them strong delusion that they would believe a lie and be damned. That word damned in the Greek means prejudged before you stand at the judgment. God's a judging people right now as if he was already standing there. He's pulling back his hand. He said, I cannot persuade him or change him.
You're right.
Come on now. We are going to have to go where the gospel is preached in its fullness and where you can feel the power of God. Don't you let up. Don't you slack up and drift up now. You better hold on and grasp that truth.
Hold on.
What's the slogan, Brother Jason? You all might laugh on this one. I've seen this several times. I'm sure you have, Brother Scotty. I saw on the back of a big old loud, rough-looking truck with an ugly, shady character behind the wheel. Big old pickup truck. My grace, that thing was loud. It looked like it went through the mill. The sign on the back window says, get in. Sit down. Buckle up. Shut up. And hang on.
Hang on.
I'm afraid that's where we are in this world we're living in right now, in these spiritual times. It's like a little boy on a merry-go-round.
Yes.
He's in a playground. Everything is nice and going. He's enjoying it. He gets on the merry-go-round. It was fun at first, but the other kids on just on the outside of it were pulling and swinging and slinging him, Brother Chuck, faster and faster and faster. Until it wasn't fun anymore.
No. Okay.
Brother Jason, I don't feel at home more and more and more in this society.
More and more.
We're like a pilgrim and a stranger, Brother Scotty. Amen. We're nearer home than we've ever been before. I'm just not content being here anymore other than trying to help you all.
Right.
And try to win another soul.
Right.
Slip your little hand up. I love you, Lord.
Yes.
I love you, Lord.
Jesus.
I love you, Lord. The little kid, listen to him. He hollers. He cries out. He said, it's making him sick. He said, stop it. Please, please stop it. Let me off. That's the world we are now living in. End time events are coming so fast. And the earth is a spinning out of control. The people on it is out of control, Brother Jason. And we're crying, Lord, stop this thing and get us off here. Lord Jesus, come quickly.
Come quickly.
Come quickly. Take us home. Can you love him right now? As I see prophecy being fulfilled, and the last pieces of the puzzle are now being put together. And I can see Jesus' words being fulfilled. It's time. It's time to look up.
Look.
Our redemption is drawing nigh. It's nearer than when we first believed. Oh, Brother Scotty, over 46 years I've served the Lord. It's nearer than when I believed. It's surely nearer. Oh, I really believe that we are entering a sifting time. The wheat from the chaff, listen to me close. The wheat from the chaff is being separated. God is shaking the sieve. That's what we're seeing. And only the pure grain's going to pass through those little small holes. The dry straw and the chaff will be held back. The golden grain will make it through the small screen. Is there anything in our life that we need separated and removed from? Is there anything in our life or mind that we need that chaff removed? Only the pure in heart is going to see God. Just to say that you are a Christian and you go to church is not enough in this hour. The Holy Ghost in the end times, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. That those things that cannot be shaken may remain. What are you saying? The bad fruit will not be able to hold on. God's a shaking. The winds of tribulation are already picking up. And only those who are anchored in Jesus is going to stand. Am I here to add fear to us along with this pandemic? No. But it's time to arise out of our slumber. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to know in my heart that I'm ready, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Don't you dare drift. Don't you dare listen to the enemy and the devil. Oh, God. knowing the time that now is high time to awaken our sleep. For now is our salvation, our final deliverance, nearer than when we first believed. It's closer than it's ever been before since we've been saved. Yes, Jesus, you're at our door. The night is far spent, the day is at hand.
Oh God.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. As Mary wants to come to the piano, what are you saying to us, sweet Holy Ghost, this morning? It's examination time.
Examination.
It's time for self-examination to check and see if you're in the faith. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? I got to make it. What's that song we sing, Sister Loretta? More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I want to hear him say, well done, enter in, my child you want. More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Can each one of us ask the Lord this morning, Lord Jesus, dear God, do I have enough to stand and endure until you come? As I end, Brother Earl, I appreciate your message you preached a year or so ago about the dam that holds up the water. I asked Brother Earl if he would share those notes with me, and he had Missy, his dear wife, to take a picture of his notes. Listen to this. The devil is attacking the church. He's attacking God's good people. But God has not left us defenseless and powerless. He gave us spiritual armor to fight against our enemy. The Holy Ghost said for us to stand, and having done all to stand therefore, to put on our spiritual armor that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Look now at the wording, stand and withstand. We cannot back up. When the Corps of Engineers build a dam, they build the wall. Now notice, they build the wall tall. But when they let loose the water and the water pressure gets up against those walls that are standing, can the dam withstand the pressure? It may look like we're standing. A lot of people's are standing. It might look like they are. But it is only when the pressure is on do we withstand what hell is pushing at us. Pray, hallelujah. Prayer will build your wall. Prayer will make it strong that you can withstand everything the devil throws at you. Would you stand with me this morning? I've got four more pages, children. I've got to close it down. But I believe the Holy Ghost has spoke to us this morning. I need more, Lord. I need more.
I need more.
Self-examination time. Come on. How many wants to make it all the way? We're just about home. Don't back out now. Don't listen to the devil now. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's ask God to help us. Strengthen me with might by your Spirit, God, in my inner man. Make me strong. Make me strong. To stand and to withstand. Holy God. Come on. Come on. Peoples are looking at us. Families are looking at us. Neighbors are looking at us. We have to help them. Oh, God.
The more that we have heard this word, the less we're satisfied. shattered in part.
Jesus.
From this body of mine, I don't want to own one thing that I can't leave behind. I want to be free. Jesus, and let the world go wild. I'll stand for Jesus, let the world go by. I'll
pray in the name of Jesus.
He will survive. We'll walk together.
Good preaching. That's wonderful, wasn't it?